Well, joining us this morning in our AM conversation is a voice I'm sure you will all recognize. Voice, say something.
Good morning to everyone.
You know that right away. That's Bob Thomas, who worked for many years with me here in the early mornings. You probably don't miss the early morning get-up, do you?
Well, I don't miss getting up as early, but I do miss working there in the mornings. That was just, I just enjoyed that so much.
And we've had, like I said, we've had a number of people ask about you. Let's talk first of all about that. How you feeling?
Feeling real well. Blood work is all normal. Everything's looking good. If I could stay on my feet, I'd be fine. But those falls, so I did fall a little over a month ago and broke the bone in my shoulder. It basically just cracked. I don't think it wasn't separated or anything. So I was in a sling for about 4 weeks. I'm finally out of that, but not recovered completely yet. And then, of course, I ended up falling out of my desk chair. Yes, I can do that. Landed on the other side, but didn't break any bones or anything. But I started to get up from the desk chair, and it rolled back, and down I went.
Oh, boy. So, well, I think what we ought to do is bring you back here to put you in a safer environment.
That might be a good idea. I actually would love it. things are going extremely well. And I miss the radio station. I think about it every once in a while and think, boy, I wish I could go back out there and do that. But, and it's incredible to me how many people are asking about me. I just can't get over that.
Well, you know, it's clear that they care about you, first of all. And secondly, I think you had a great rapport with the listeners. I think you probably missed the birthday line a little bit, don't you?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, that was always fun. And it was fun if I could talk to people for a minute, you know, if it wasn't too busy. So I get to know a couple of them. Some of those called. As soon as I heard the voice, I knew exactly who it was. And so it was so familiar and so much fun.
What kind of things have you been doing since you've been off? I know you've been able to get out and about a little bit, too.
Well, yeah, I don't get out a whole lot, but I gave up driving, gave up my driver's license. I'm not a safe driver anymore, and so did that. Of course, that limits your freedom a little bit. I can't hop in the car and run down and get a hamburger from someplace. But I have my son and daughter-in-law and my daughter all taking me wherever I need to go. And I started about 3 weeks ago with home health care, home instead. Mm. So I have a caregiver that comes in 2 days a week. She's terrific. Cleans everything. Yesterday she ran a couple of errands for me. So that's a great situation there.
You know, the thing that I loved about you probably the most was the subtle way you would start stories, and it would spin, and by the time you were done, I'm in tears listening to the story. And you always started them so innocently.
Yeah, I was trying to think of a story to tell you this morning, but didn't come up with one. But, yeah, I had a lot of interesting experiences growing up. Fortunately, had a good youth and so on. And a lot of things happened that I can talk about now with, you know, a smile on my face, but not then.